Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
Santa baby.
Santa baby.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? It's good when that spring-heeled jacket goes down smooth. Right?
Santa baby.
Santa baby.
Well, I don't think that Santa really does get visited by a hot, sexy woman when he goes down the chimney.
You never know. Because it turns up, no, because Santa baby.
Santa baby.
You know what it's about, right?
It's about Bill Murray.
In certain regional areas of the country.
Well, his Christmas special.
On that one.
He sings Santa Baby.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he can sing whatever he wants. He bought the rights to it. But did I'm he? Saying in the song is about, it's supposed to be about you're watching mom and dad fuck. Because dad's dressed up as Santa Claus, right? That's the concept.
That is?
That dad's down there dressed as Santa Claus
that's
with mom.
That's the point of that song?
That's the idea. It's like, he sees the magic of this magical creature who comes. Right. Every year, literally comes inside of his mother.
No kidding.
Every year. It's kind of interesting. Santa baby, you unpack it for the child. Right. In the mind. The child doesn't know that's father in a Santa costume making love to my mother in front of me underneath the tree. Think
about
the needles.
Does it make it better or worse?
I actually think it makes it more magical because he thinks that mom has an affair every year. On December 24th, Santa just magically shows up.
Oh, no, wait, hold on. Is Santa, because we celebrate Christmas Eve, but Santa is a 25th guy. I think Santa comes in on the 25th.
He's probably, in my mind, he starts around 3 to 4 a.m. On the 12th. So it is technically what I always say, what they say on the news, very early morning, which never is for me.
Do they know it's Christmas?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
The Springhill Jack is working.
Welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Do they know it's Christmas? No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Because they're not Christian, which, of course, is the predicate. That's what the whole gosh darn thing's based on. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. That's been this episode.
Really good. So make sure you live every day thinking you've already done the job that you're supposed to show up and do. And love that for you. Because then what you've done is that you've taken an 8-hour work day and you've made it 5 minutes long.
Boom.
Congrats. And then you can laugh as you drive home, as you just keep putting decline and all the calls from your boss, right? You just go decline. Be like, just I had a day off. Decline. And then what you can do is go home to your wife and she's just like, why are you home yet? Why are you home supposed to be working? Right? And then you'll be like, yeah, I was supposed to be working, but then I made myself my own boss.
Boom.
And she's going to be like, oh, my fucking manager's calling me in the middle of a funny ass bit.
Of course he is. Classic Ken. Well, let's do everything in reverse then. Do you have any emails you'd like to read? Listener emails. It's the reverse episode. It's Christmas time. I can do Hero of the Week if you'd like.
Technically, I didn't have any emails to read because I was going to do the update up top from the emails that I had.
Great. Fantastic. Hero of the Week. Clever dog collects plastic bottles during walks to recycle them.
That's not the dog. Go.
It's a clever fucking dog,
I mean,
buddy. It's a 13-year-old border collie, and his name is Scruff.
I actually can't believe that I guess that's why I'm so blindsided, doing the triple L's already, and then you sneak this in.
Hero of the Week.
Because
we're doing it in reverse today.
It's hard because, I guess I wasn't prepared. I really should have thought about what this would mean to flip this around. We didn't, though. We didn't plan this at all. But the dog, again, was trained.
Scruff.
No idea. The dog has no clue.
No, the dog does. It's collecting plastic.
It doesn't know.
It's collecting plastic.
It does not know.
All right, and our last story today, a lawsuit claims TGI Friday's mozzarella sticks don't contain mozzarella.
God, this is another, like, I was really hoping.
A federal judge.
I was hoping for this to be later.
No, a federal judge.
That we would work
judge,
up to all of these things.
A federal judge ruled this week that there is a potential class action lawsuit. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at you, Camp Lejeune. A potential class action lawsuit of the popular frozen food appetizer from TGI Fridays, and it can proceed because they've mislabeled their mozzarella sticks, even though, again, it does not contain mozzarella.
Well, now, this is my question. I actually, because I floated this towards Natalie, and her first question to me was, but is it still cheese?
It's cheddar cheese.
Well, this is,
all right. They're called cheddar sticks. So if I'm TGI Fridays, first of all, I actually like cheddar cheese a little bit better than mozzarella.
I mean, cheddar technically has more flavor than mozzarella, which is probably why they use white cheddar instead of mozzarella.
So if I'm TGI Fridays, why lie? Why? Why do you call the mozzarella sticks?
Maybe they're
know?
Just so used to lying.
What's wrong with cheddar poles?
And well, what I'm going to do right
why
now is just,
why call them mozz sticks if you're not going to use mozzarella? Obviously,
I'm
going to
look
favor.
Up their menu right now because I want to see what else they're probably
good.
Lying about. Because
oh, everything.
If you are lying about literally the most simple cheese that does exist, because remember when we went to Italia? We went to Italy for Fersina's wedding. He did it to try to cut down on who'd arrive.
He did.
And so we went and...
We showed up, though.
We did.
We let him know.
And watching them making that mozzarella, right? Because they just slap you back and forth. There was this old woman who was like, I'm sorry. She kept saying how sorry she was for how bad all of the food, but how poor it was. She had no clue how delicious it was.
Yeah, she didn't apologize to me. You must have been quite cynical.
No, never. No, because she'd be like, oh, this is all that we have. And I'd be like, yeah, grandma, whip up some more. But in the inside, I was very impressed.
Because then
when I did, I ate it. It was absolutely delicious. But again, it's a very simple process, the simple cheese mozzarella. It's nice. You flip it back and forth, flap.
You make a little softball out of it.
Well, so right now they have this thing called at TGI Fridays, a thing called the Fox on the Rocks barbecue box. Now that is from Jamie Foxx, the actor, the Oscar-winning actor.
Jamie Foxx has a meal at
he
TGI
has
Fridays?
A full meal. I am literally looking at it right now. Fox on
Wait,
the Rocks
when did
barbecue.
Meals start getting celebrity sponsorship? They're doing this with McDonald's also.
Well,
I don't
that started.
Need-
McDonald's is went and dick-rided on a natural phenomenon that the internet was already doing, and they're like, oh, thanks for the advertising. That's why all you fuckers have to remember every single time you do your shit-ass fucking May the 4th be with you and shit, you're just helping IP advertise for no reason.
Well, I don't understand the celebrity endorsement for the foods because I never was like, oh, I'm going to have this quesadilla because, you know, Shaquille O'Neal likes it. This is something that doesn't need to be sponsored.
Well, because Travis
How much
Scott
is Jamie Foxx?
Travis Scott had the Travis Scott meal and then he murdered all those people at the concert.
He
right?
didn't murder all those
he
people.
He helped them. He was like a murder orchestrator.
It was bad planning.
That murders people. He's a murderer. So he did bad at the concert, right? So, but he had his stupid McDonald's thing that was like, again, it started as a meme on the internet and then they adopted it into something real. And again,
I don't want to clout chase somebody else's meal because my food is very personal and I don't feel comfortable sharing somebody else's idea of what a good McDonald's snack is.
No, it drives me up the fucking wall because it's a Henry Zebrowski meal because I'm eating.
I also see Jamie Foxx. He's doing all the ads for all the book for Caesars and all the sports books. He's buff. He doesn't eat at TGI Fridays.
He absolutely
now, I will say
does
this.
Not. Because look at this. He's
the
got
one
the-
person who should have a meal at fast food restaurants now is Yay. Because you saw he's at Olive Garden. He's becoming a working class American. That starts with anti-Semitism.
Wait a second.
And now he's working his way into the fast food game.
First of all, I don't think his name is. I don't know if
it's
pronounced
Yay.
I think it's pronounced Ye.
No, Ye. I like Ye because Ye is short for Yeesh. That's my joke. But technically, it is Yay.
I feel like I don't want him touching my food as well.
No one but should be touching. No, you think Jamie Foxx licks every piece of barbecue?
Look at this. He has the Fox on the Rocks box because it has big ribs and wings.
He doesn't eat
surf
that stuff.
Season. Absolutely not. He does not eat the surf and whiskey turf. He doesn't eat that. He doesn't eat Fridays. It's a big rib. It's called Fridays. It's a big rib. Jamie Foxx has never once stepped foot inside of a TGI Fridays. I don't think he has.
He doesn't.
Maybe I could eat crow, but maybe so are the people at TGI Fridays because you don't know what's in your food.
No, I don't think that
Friday's
he has.
Friday's signature, whiskey glazed sesame. You are just dousing things. It's this sweet whiskey sauce that I absolutely can't stand.
I really don't like it either. It sticks to your ribs in all the wrong ways. TGI Fridays, obviously a malicious chain because they lie at least one-seventh every week because, of course, it's not Friday when you step in there. You do have to go to work because it's only Wednesday, and you'll have to show up on Thursday. And however, there have been multiple people that are very, very upset because, of course, they have the prominent placement of the word mozzarella on the packaging.
This is my thing. Is a mozzarella, this is where if I was TGI Friday's lawyer, this is what I would say. Mozzarella stick is the name of the item.
Well, no,
but
this
it doesn't
is what
have to be the cheese that's contained. Let's look at the documents, you know, and then he pulls out a big thing being
absolutely.
Like, you know, like, again, you know, like, let's say, what is something that's not what it's called? Pelican, right?
Yeah.
There's no cans in there unless it's been eaten by the dump.
Absolutely. A Pelly can indeed be beautiful and hang out at Alcatraz. But now, however, you might think TGI Fridays is on the hook in this lawsuit. They're not. This is actually about their frozen treats. And so their frozen treat is actually manufactured by Inventure Foods.
Ugh.
And so they're saying...
That sounds like an adventure inside yourself?
Yes, it's called Human Shit Foods. And so the judge ruled that TGI Fridays' only involvement in this entire thing is that it's a licensor to Inventure. So TGI Fridays is skating here. Now, Inventure is owned by Utz.
Oh, yeah, I know Utz.
Of course you do. And now Utz has been accused of misleading customers who buy fewer boxes if the labels... So Utz is also being accused of fraudulent behavior.
If they were just called cheese sticks, right, you would probably think that, you know, oh, this is government-mandated food. Like, this is some kind of, like, weird government-grade food. Cheese sticks sounds really, like, kind of general. No one wants to deal with it.
But you see that video of Snoop Dogg seeing how hot dogs were made?
Was he crying?
He said he's never going to eat a hot dog again.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But it's like he, because I said the same thing.
I know.
And it's still every once in a while, one of those little flirts suckers their way into my fucking lips. Absolutely. Again.
What's your salient
cheese
point?
Sticks.
Yes, cheese sticks.
It seemed dumb, but mozzarella.
Classic.
Sticks. Oh, nice.
You're losing weight.
It's Italian.
So this suit was filed by Amy Joseph out of Illinois. Now, apparently...
Sounds like a thing Amy would do.
She's known as a serial lawsuit filer.
Oh.
So she loves to file lawsuits.
Very
she can't
so.
Get enough of it. This is what they say. This is what Thomas Zimmerman said. This is Amy Joseph's attorney. We are pleased with the judge's ruling. The judge agreed with us that the claims in the lawsuit have merit. And the case should not be dismissed.
I'm just glad we're doing this.
Absolutely.
This is
nothing else.
Tax dollars well spent.
Nothing else is going on in Illinois where maybe a judge would want to, step in and stop, the mass violence in Chicago.
Mozzarella sticks from being improperly labeled.
Thomas Zimmerman continues, we intend to proceed against Inventure Foods on behalf of the nationwide class of purchasers of TGI Fridays mozzarella sticks. You know how much they're going for here? According to this, there was a lawsuit by a Florida gal against Kraft. And they said that the Velveeta shells and cheese.
No, we covered this like 2 weeks ago.
But that was for $5 million.
Yeah, that's the thing, because that was about traumatization and the loss of time. And what is time worth?
Exactly, $5 million.
This, I actually feel like this should not, this is not as big of a lie as the Velveeta lie. I think the Velveeta lie is a far more.
Velveeta is not a lie. It's literally cooks in 3.5 minutes.
No, it doesn't, because you say cooks.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
Sure, but
don't
it doesn't
be on that
because
woman's
the
side.
process of cooking it. Does take longer
this
than
3
This
has
and
much
half
more
minutes.
Merit because they're actually telling you the wrong thing. What if you're, I don't know if you could be allergic to mozzarella.
I don't know.
Or cheddar. What if you're allergic to cheddar cheese and all of a sudden they're sneaking cheddar
I
cheese
guess
in
I'm
there?
I guess I'm some sad ass bitch. When it comes down to it, I got faulty DNA and maybe I need to be wiped out. And maybe that's cruel to say. But guess what, man? It's difficult out here. It's Christmas time.
Well, either way, Inventure Foods, you're on the naughty list, my friends, because you are lying about your mozz sticks.
Yes.
They're cheddar wedges, and there's nothing wrong with just admitting what you are.
Live from your grave.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it, but guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown! All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text. And that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about two literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse pics over various country borders, I then also have time, because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me, to go and work on my killdozer at home. So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. No matter what kind of work you do, how you communicate is key. All those emails, reports, and presentations are equally important to the collaboration needed to get things done. And Grammarly can help. Grammarly is your AI writing partner to help you communicate more effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact at work. And isn't that what matters most? Better writing means a stronger impact. Grammarly works across 500,000 apps and websites. You can't escape it. Like the ever-pervasive octopus of malice that is the NSA. Grammarly is watching your every move, making sure that you're doing it right. Data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly, into the very essence of its nature. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner, and it helps your team make their point and move faster, because that's the key there. Work smarter, not harder. Yes, Grammarly. You know how many times it saves me from writing a long, rambling, one-sentence email at 4 o'clock in the morning to my beloved employees? Makes me sound like someone who doesn't just have a BA in theater. All right, I was taught how to be a tree. I was not taught how to survive as an adult. All right, my job was to cry in front of a weird Southern man who just told me all sorts of weird stuff about my body. I didn't learn how to write. So thank you, Grammarly, because you're making me the boss I gotta be to motivate my team to get out there. And, oh, man, you don't want to mess with them. Thanks, Grammarly. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Sign up and download for free at Grammarly.com/podcast. That's Grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done. Yeah. And now, okay, that's good. I'm glad that we did this story first, because then we can lead to the story that I was going to. Yes. But now we're going to do the second to last story that I was going to do. That was supposed to be the light way to bring up after what this story is.
No, the whole episode's crazy.
Here we go. It really is. Now, this takes place in Germany. Now, this is a fun little series of images that I received. And it just shows me, you know what's kind of nice about this? This is an older story, but it shows me that the original internet, the one that we grew up on, is still alive. It's still alive and it's still out there.
I don't even know if I can show you the images that I'm going to show Kissel.
Is this worse than that dude who got the, I think it's called Mpox now for some reason. His nose was all eaten up.
Oh, this is worse. Much worse. This is much
okay,
worse.
Okay, because Henry was like, I'm going to show you an image. You're going to puke. But I haven't seen it yet. So what
I don't
is
do
it?
This a lot. I don't do this a lot anymore because, but no, this
we've never
made
had a friendship
smile.
Like that. Like, we're not one of those. I never had friendships where like, take a look at my shit. We never do that.
No.
I think
no,
it's gross.
My shit's for me and my family.
Absolutely.
Now, all right. A 40-year-old man who lived alone, because of the reason why these all connect, he was found deceased in his apartment on the 13th floor of a high-rise building.
Oh, great.
He was considered a loner, and I don't know why. He was very reliable at work.
Okay,
right?
I'm
and when he did not come to work, this comes from, this is documentingreality.com.
Oh, and of course, that's a fantastic right. website.
And when he did not come to work after this weekend, he could not be reached by phone. The police were called and his apartment was open. Now, you could see here, this was the position that the body was found at Discovery. Right. You could see this thing. Now, it is a man in what is can only described as a wetsuit with his head inside of a garbage bag, right?
Yeah.
Now, this is how they found him. And then they had a double bag him because when yeah. This is the body after removing of the diving suit. Now, you notice when you remove the diving suit, he had a series of garbage bags tied around inside of the garbage.
Was
the
he trying to cut weight for high school wrestling?
No,
or
this is autoerotic asphyxiation. Now, the man's body was in the bedroom in a crouched position. You can see this. Now, the body was dressed in a diving suit and matching socks. The head and neck region were enclosed in a blue plastic garbage bag. Underneath the
He's
diving
recycling
suit.
Recycling himself.
Yes.
That's nice.
And underneath the diving suit, which is actually you can't because this is bad because you can't have food touch it and recycling. Underneath the diving suit, the man was wearing a blue plastic raincoat with clear plastic bags on his feet. And under the plastic raincoat, he had covered himself in a layer of cheese. This like nacho cheese. This is completely real. And that's why it works. Now you see this?
Wait.
You see this corpse I'm showing you? Right?
Yes.
You see the layer of cheese was covered under the tights, covering the legs, upper torso,
oh,
and
that's
genitals.
Now
if you see this,
cheese.
So when you open up, now this is the nude picture of his dead body, which we're not going to show. I'm mostly just showing this to Kissel. You can see how much cheese was inside of that suit. Look at that, the amount of cheese in there.
Yeah, it looks like they're single.
Can
are they,
you
are
imagine,
they singles? Is that the...
Can you imagine the smell of opening up this dead... I'm getting kind of sick thinking about it. Opening up the plastic bags covering a dead body that are also filled with cheese.
Cheese. So the guy was really into the cheese there.
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know. Different strokes for different folks.
They said, which actually I find kind of insulting, they called it a typical autoerotic accident.
That's not typical. Like David Carradine, that's typical.
That's typical. Now, if you look at this picture, I am just like, it's one of those that I receive this story. Thank you, Joel, for even looking at this. I received the story, part of me was just like, wow, it's still out there. We could still see that stuff. I saw a dead man's penis today.
Well, that is just fantastic.
Isn't that fucking great?
Well,
I love Christmas.
It'll always give you that.
Perfect fucking, because you know what that is? Mm-hmm. It's a stocking. You pop it open, right? The worst Christmas present you ever received was a dead man covered in cheese inside of a diving suit.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And you have to be like, where'd you find it? Why did you give it to me?
Yeah, I was like, well, you know,
is
you're the first person
good?
I thought of. Because I know you like cheese. All you do is cover those cheese stories, right, Kissel?
I do cover a lot of cheese stories.
Don't you want to see this, Kissel? Look, this guy
loves
cheese.
I'm just trying
you
to think.
You think you love cheese. This guy loved cheese.
Well, he died doing what he loved there. I just wonder where the cheese comes in with the sexual satisfaction, because it looks like the plasticky cheese, right? This cheese that doesn't
it's
melt.
It's definitely nacho cheese,
It's just why, I guess it was a texture thing.
I don't know, man.
Maybe it goes back to childhood where his mom used to throw cheese at him.
We're all just on this spinning rock.
We really are, aren't we?
You know, like, and I sit here and I wonder why, like, you know, you look at it across your neighbor on the bus and you have no clue what it is that they do when they get off that bus. Like, sometimes they go to work.
Why does he buy so much cheese?
I mean, I don't know. Like, because you can imagine that guy getting up because he's so reliable at work. They said that. He was so reliable at work, every day showing up. And I wonder if he always smelled like cheese or if he always had cheese on him or if he was eating cheese.
Fair,
or people noticed that maybe his skin was kind of neon yellow.
Like cheese. But to be fair, that cheese there, it doesn't really have an odor. It's science-y.
That's kind
but
of.
But it's not like your fragrant fromage.
I mean, again,
it's
I'm
like
about
a
to.
French cheese.
I'm going to get physically ill, but I do think.
Oh, I would rub my. I think if I had to do one thing like this man. I'm going to go with a nice soft brie because I actually think that would feel good on the skin.
Do you not feel that brie smells like cum?
Yeah, brie is cum. It's literally sort of, it's the ejaculate of cheeses.
I don't know why.
I agree with you.
It's fixated on me and now I can't eat it anymore as much though.
No.
But sometimes I do.
Well, brie is good.
I've been back into it. Maybe it's because I'm getting ready to be gay when I'm 80.
Yeah.
And so I've been like, maybe that's a part of it. I really starting to absorb it more and I'm not as ashamed of it anymore and I'm not as afraid of it anymore.
I can't wait. That's going to be my time on the beach in Florida.
But the nacho cheese, I guess you're saying that, but they're also, I feel like, I worked at a movie theater for a hot second, right? I was in and out of it. And there's
What a sexy second it was. Yeah.
But there's...
The nice thing is I get to go watch a Batman for free.
That is how it sounded. Yes. And that was the big burger.
Batman for free.
But the nacho cheese does have an odor. It does have an odor, and I guess it's plasticky. I don't know if it would rot as fast. And
no,
I think that what you're saying
not.
Is the spreadability is tantamount.
Tantamount.
I'm using that word correctly.
Our Patreon. We had a fantastic conversation with J.W. Ocker. So check out that in our Patreon. And we really threw some words out there that made no sense
that word
in context.
I'm tired. Yes. I'm very tired. Yes. But no, so I feel like that's part why he liked it. Because again, now that I see the turducken that was this man's death, is that it started with the cheese.
It starts with the cheese
and then
you
get all
up
the
everything
cheese.
Else.
You get all the cheese on you. Then you're putting the raincoat on, and you're just like, because I guess it's the whole process. Sometimes the part of, like, for me, a part of the masturbatory process is the setup.
I guess. I mean, at this point, again, it's just, I'm 41. It's medical. Hmm. And I don't even jerk off as much as I kind of during COVID, I stopped.
I just need to get him out. I got to get the demons out. We're talking about this.
I know. You have a very strange relationship with your semen.
It also keeps you from getting fucking prostate cancer. You got to get all the bad cum out of there. Oh, yeah. You got to get all the school shooters out of there.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, maybe I'll cover myself in cheese and see if that gets me aroused.
I mean, it didn't. It worked for this guy.
I do think... Maybe you can side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. What cheese is best to rub in your body for your skin?
I mean, well,
because
I feel like the natural
sugars. It's
got to be a
nice, soft, creamy.
I don't know, because
nice
some of it.
Or even maybe one of those laughing cows.
Well, I know that Lush, that stuff, you could eat that stuff.
You can?
Yeah, but I don't know if, like, I've heard of sugar scrubs.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I wish I had one.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's talk law enforcement. So police officers, they need to vacation as well.
We all do.
We all do. And of course, where would they vacation? In Florida.
That's where I know. I don't know how many cops. If you throw a fucking grenade, you could blow up several cops' homes in Florida.
Well, no kidding about that there. So a Chicago cop, so he's stressed.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, wow, this is like a war zone out here.
There's a lot going on.
I need to go to Florida and get hammered. So he got absolutely blasted at this beachside bar, and then he got in a bunch of trouble and
was
arrested.
Where's a beachside bar in Chicago?
It was in Florida.
Oh, that's right.
So he's on vacation. So he got absolutely blasted at this beachside bar. Maybe he was like, where's Casey Anthony? I'm going to buy me this pussy. Anyway, it turns out he pissed in an ice machine, and then they were like, whoa, buddy, what are you doing there? And according to the police, the employee at Jimmy B's Beach Bar in St. Petersburg, where Jackie and Henry had their wedding.
Oh, that's great.
They attempted to get the ice from the ice machine at 12:30 a.m. when he discovered Henry Capelch pissing on the ice machine, in the ice machine.
They walked over and he was actively pissing.
He was actively pissing. So he got caught dick-handed there. So when the worker, Richard Cleese, told Capelch to stop, the accused urinator cursed Cleese and shoved him a couple times.
I would be mad. If I saw someone pissing in a bunch of my ice, and I have to get all, because again, you have to clean it all. Because now you're going to get the ice out, you're going to have to clean the whole machine.
Oh, absolutely. It's a nightmare.
You're supposed to sort of do it for, like, health code shit, but
well,
no,
that's how
they
get
only
you.
Rarely do it. Yeah,
that's how they get you, because ice machines, for those that don't know, my friend Katie Dirks, she works on that show, Bar Rescue. The ice machine. She says, never get ice.
It's really
the most
disgusting
thing you can get.
They say that on an airplane, too.
Yeah.
Never get ice in your drink.
But what am I going to do? I want my drink cold. I'm not going to have a warm Bloody Mary.
It helps my immune system.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
does it, or is the mold slowly killing me? Fernando? He's giving me that. He thinks it's killing us.
It's a 50-50. So upon arriving at the bar, police found Capelch and his girlfriend on the nearby sand. And then Capelch was like, the cops were like, hey, buddy, you pissed in all the ice. And then he actively resisted.
Yeah, I bet.
And he was not obeying lawful commands to be detained. And he was arrested for battery and disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors. He was out on bond this past Monday.
Well, I'm actually kind of surprised that they arrested him in Florida, but they did it. Good work.
Well,
I mean, he was
absolutely...
Once you fought the cops, then they are mad.
Yeah, and you know, the pissing in the ice machine. Florida is very serious about their cocktails. They're
very
serious
about their
drinks.
You're fucking with my ice?
Absolutely.
That's how you stop someone in Florida. It's like, don't you touch my lanai. If he pissed on the lanai, he'd get beat to death.
I'm not sure what a lanai is.
It's an enclosed outdoor patio.
Absolutely. So this guy, anyway, the mugshot's pretty great. And we'll see if he loses his job. Probably, you know, he's a Chicago cop. I think they'll probably let him.
They're just going to let him out of there. But they did a good job of pretending for a little while. And yep. I think that that's really important for them to at least feel like that maybe they'll get consequences, because it does help stem the pissing in the ice situation.
Absolutely.
There's a guy that I was sort of getting into a bit of a hole on, a guy named, the name of which is a very funny name, Jim Semivan.
Oh, no kidding.
He's a CIA agent, which means, you know, they never retire.
They never do.
He's been doing this for 25 years. That's what he said. He spent 25 years with the CIA. And then Tom DeLonge purchased him. For the Stars Academy.
He bought a man?
Well, all of the guys that are on the panel for the To the Stars Academy are paid actively.
Is it still going on there?
Doesn't
an academy have to have like students, like the X-Men or
no,
something?
No. All you need is one room that has a whiteboard in it.
Oh.
And technically, if you look up the TTSA, the first thing that comes up is the Tahoe Truckee Sanitation Agency, which is not good. They actually really need to look at their company.
No, sanitation needs to be paramount. No,
the TTSA needs to look at this. So if you go to the Stars Academy, right now, it is just merch.
It's just merch.
And then it is also a spot that has also become more of a... it's a TV production company. It used to be Tom DeLonge and a group of experts are trying to put together a group of people that would essentially dedicate their lives to researching what they called metamaterials. These like lost chunks of UFOs that they said that they got hands on and that they were going to release all these results, and then fucking absolutely nothing happened.
They never did it.
So now we see that Tom DeLonge is back on tour.
Okay.
Because he understood that he needs to go back on tour and he needs to make that Blink-182 money, because his UFO money doesn't seem to be paying out. But one of the board that he purchased, because one of the guys he purchased was Harold Pudoff.
Okay.
Harold Pudoff was the guy that created the CIA remote. He was one of the people who worked on the CIA remote viewing program, that the stare at goat with the people who stare at goats, like that story, that guy who also was an OT-8 in Scientology. And he paid this guy a bunch of money. And now he's on the board of the To the Stars Academy. But this guy is also one. And what he is saying is that what he knows, the super secret information. So listen to me. All right. This is real.
Yeah, this is DeLonge here.
No. This is Jim Semivan.
This is the CIA.
Tom DeLonge is already he's already out there, but he's back on tour.
Yes.
He's
having a good time. I want to see him.
I want him back on tour. All right. Now, he said that he's had several alien type encounters and used to work for the CIA. You notice the CIA, there's a lot of people within the CIA who've talked about having anomalous experiences, right? Like weird, like ghost sightings and shit.
Sure. Maybe, I mean, I don't trust anything they say, but
trust nothing.
You can't do it.
But it's something about those are the type of the people the CIA like.
Right.
These kind of kookies. Because again, you can't believe a word coming out of their mouth, whether or not it's real or not. It works for them. So he says that they saw a UFO. Him and his wife saw a UFO in 1990, and that they have had these experiences over and over again. But the big thing that he wants to come out and talk about is the fact that what the U.S. government is currently hiding from us, which is the fact that USA, the aliens, are in the United States of America already. They're here. They're amongst us. They're
working. This is like an immigration thing?
No. Okay. I am talking about, these are psychic entities.
Aliens.
Well, psychic entities that are around.
There was that whole show about it.
What?
There was that show. Remember
me?
No, but back when we were growing up.
Alien Nation. It's real.
I believe it.
And they've said this is real since that show has come out, right? They've said that that was the U.S. government talking to us. And yeah, Jim Semivan, again, he's selling the book. But it does sound very interesting and definitely real.
Well, in no way would it not be real. We can always trust the CIA to spin it straight.
But he's trying to, but now he's on the To the Stars Academy, and he's saying that he's given an air legitimacy to the TTSA, which it never really had.
Well, you know, you got it. Tom tried.
I don't blame him for trying.
Yeah. People were kind of making fun of him. But then, hey, with all the disclosure coming out,
he got used by a bunch of covert agencies as a way to help, like, smokescreen whatever the hell was going on inside of the phenomenon discussion inside of the government. They used him as a massive distraction.
He may have wasted millions and millions of dollars
of his own. At least,
we don't know.
I will say, at least it was his money.
Yes, he didn't pull any scams. He didn't start selling, you know, a Bitcoin or anything. He just wants to find evidence of UFOs.
But there's several people. There was another CIA whistleblower that refused to name names who was on his deathbed recently who said that he also says that there's shape-shifting aliens amongst us. And they're everywhere.
Sure.
And, yeah, it might be the plot to Men in Black. But again, was that the fucking government talking to us through Tommy Lee Jones? Because the whole government, we're all like, oh, I love him. I like him.
I made this look good. Absolutely. And of course, Will Smith, he's part of the Illuminati, perhaps. And,
if there was
knows.
An Illuminati, he'd be in it.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't think he is because I think that if he wasn't the Illuminati, he would have just used his powers of denying being gay and shot laser beams into Chris Rock's head and just exploded him.
Live from your grave.
This holiday season, the best deal in wireless can be found at Mint Mobile. Right now, when you switch to Mint Mobile and buy any 3-month plan, you'll get another 3 months for free. This is Mint Mobile's best offer of the year. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order and activate from home with eSIM while saving tons on phone plans starting at just $15 a month. By going online only and eliminating the traditional costs of retail, Mint Mobile passes significant savings on to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, or if you need a new device, for a limited time, get 6 months of free service when you buy a select device and plan. I've saved so much money with Mint Mobile, you wouldn't believe. You should just see, I got my legs lengthened. I was 5'3", but now I'm a stout 5'7", ready to be cast by you, Ryan Reynolds. For a limited time, buy any 3-month Mint Mobile plan and get 3 more months free by going to mintmobile.com/last. That's mintmobile.com/last. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/last.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine. It's an addiction. It's a daily weight on my life. How much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it cost, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage, it's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. FastGrowingTrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors. It's a waste. Don't waste hours on apps. Besides appetizers, that's the kind of apps I like. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Did you know that empanada is already Spanish? I didn't. Thanks, Babbel. Did you know that burrito is already Spanish? Wow! I just got to learn all the rest. And eventually, I'm going to be eating downtown Mexico. Thanks, Babbel. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/left. Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/left, spelled Babbel.com/left. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Well, in this reverse episode, let's do some updates.
Oh, yeah. We got some updates. I got a lot of emails about different regional booms.
Yes, these booms are going on. It's a boom town.
Phantom booms. There's a one called the Berkeley boom. There was another one that it was like a series
Berkeley
of
booms. Yeah,
it does sound.
That's my wife.
How? I've never met her.
Berkeley boom.
I've never met her. This must be some lie you're telling. Oh, it's some joke? You're trying to make up a joke?
No.
Because I've never met this fucking
I'm not making a joke.
Now this now the Spring Hill Jackson.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Now this is people warning, this is 2015. Police have actively investigated this, that this was in the Berkeley. Let's see what state
we may have
in.
Even discussed that. I think we've been doing this show for almost that long.
We've been doing this show for fucking. No, we started doing. I remember we started doing side stories after Art Bell died.
Oh, there you go. There,
I believe it was 2018.
Really fill that void there.
But there's a lot of people that they've heard this. Now this is in. Hold on 1 second. This is. In
I know
Berkeley.
There were some phantom booms also in Wisconsin. There was a Wisconsin town.
Berkeley boom. Where is the Berkeley sign? What the fuck? What fucking state is this in?
This is good audio. This is all going to stay
in. This is what Patreon pays for. They want to see what it's like. This is in California.
It is in California because that's the only Berkeley that I ever heard
of. I don't know, but sometimes there, you never know.
Well,
you never know. And if I say the wrong Berkeley,
no.
I'm going to go like, oh, actually, I'm a Berkeley. And I'll be like, well, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm trying to get it right.
You nailed it. All right. Absolutely nailed it. No way was that a waste of time.
The Berkeley boom.
The Berkeley boom.
It has been reported several times. Many people said they've seen what they call like, it looked like small explosions. They said windows shook. They said like, it's crazy sounds. So it's like, and again, police to go investigate.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to see if it was an earthquake. No evidence of an earthquake. Really strange. There's that one. There's also the Seneca guns.
Oh, the Seneca guns.
No, this is in the Carolina coast. It's what they call it's a phantom sounds that sound like guns. If you want to hear, here is an actual clip of the Seneca guns.
Let's give that a listen here. This will be fun. So Henry just played me the sonic booms.
I didn't play you anything.
No, you didn't. And the mystery gunshots.
We'll have
there.
To come up with some insert noise because I thought it was, but then it was in the middle of like a 10-minute.
All right, so there you
thing,
go.
And it bounced around. We ain't got all day.
A little update on booms and gunfire.
I just find it interesting because we did these North Idaho booms we covered last week, and a lot of people pointed out there are military airfields around where the booms were happening in Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be some, that might be a very practical explanation of what it was because people fly back and forth. We say that, you know, apparently it's like something like 800 miles per hour for the sound barrier to be broken.
Boom.
And then it does happen fairly often.
Yeah.
Someone wrote a letter talking about how their uncle was working on these experimental planes. Like at one point, like we have some crazy shit,
yes.
Right? Like we have some, and so.
Well, did you see the invisible plane?
Yes. Cool. But he was talking about working on this spy plane that went so fast that every single time, well, they tried to go full speed 2 times and it killed everybody inside of it.
Great.
The plane just fell apart.
Good.
And everybody died inside of it, which
that's
is
fantastic.
What you sign up for.
When
you
not go to really. I mean, you don't really sign up for that, to
but,
be fair.
I mean, that is what you do. You're putting your life on the line.
Remember the test dummies there? I maybe put a test dummy in there.
I mean, yeah, that but that was before. Now we can do it because we can put a drone operator in there.
Right.
Another update. Umau Mau. the weird object that was in our galaxy that was showed around our solar system, right? Sipped in, it slowed down, sped up. We know
looking
what it
around,
was.
Sure.
And they said that it was traveling three times the speed a normal object that was powered by gravity would be entering our solar system.
There you go.
Then it slowed down, and they said now it's mysteriously leaving.
It's
and
a spaceship.
They have no fucking clue.
Ooh, mau, mau.
Why? They don't know what it did. Was it an observation? Like, machine?
Could be.
Out to give a gander at us?
Umau Mau.
Also, maybe Umau Mau can maybe answer the real question of like, oh, maybe it's not that. Oh, pollution, climate change.
Right.
We are losing magnetism.
That could be there. The of course, the most famous question, who killed JR? That's from Dallas.
That was answered.
That was that's from the 1980s. Also, an update. Speaking of Idaho, we're continuing to discuss what happened in most. What's it? It's not Moscow.
Moscow.
So there were some online sleuths. So always be a little skeptical with the online sleuths,
because honestly,
as we've learned, they can accuse wrong people and then those people commit suicide.
Yeah, you can ruin somebody's life
very quickly. Yeah, they said on the body cam footage of an officer, there was what looked to be a person. There was a shadowy figure. It can be seen walking in the background. It was shot at like 2:50 in the morning. It's about a tenth of a mile from the house where, again, those four poor souls were murdered.
Yes.
And so people thought, hey, maybe that's something to do with it. There's also speculation that this might be tied to a serial killer.
Well, that is loose.
This truly is the biggest mystery, certainly of this year.
It is it is unfortunately both scary and fascinating and
horrifying.
Nothing, which again, but the police are also doing the thing. There's nothing to be worried about. And the more I hear cops say there's nothing to be worried about, the more worried I get.
Well,
because
also,
you're like, because most of the time they're coming up and like, we're on the trail. You know, they act like super hardcore about it. And then all, you know, and act like, but then when you're easy breezy, I was like, oh, you're panicking.
Yeah. And what we learned from the fantastic, oh my goodness, The Night Stalker. What we learned from that documentary is the cops literally were like, we kind of needed him to kill again, so we got evidence. So I feel like the cops are
waiting.
Like, hey, buddy, you got to go just commit one more murder? I think we'll get you after that one. But like,
there is no evidence, man.
Really
scary. We have no fucking clue what happened.
And they were a little bit more talkative early on, and now they've become very, very tight-lipped, and you just wonder, does that mean they're working on it, or does that mean they're completely and utterly fucked?
I don't know. But they are trying to connect. It's like there was a stabbing, I believe it happened in Portland, that they're trying to connect this to. And there was a stabbing in Washington as well that they're trying to connect it to. They said it kind of, the weird same MOs, but... I don't know. There's something about their thing, but it was like a 7 hour, 45 minute difference between where the homes are. This is according to the IdahoTribune.org.
Okay.
It's possible for them to travel. Yeah, sure. But it does feel, and it does seem the cops are pointing towards that they think that the murder of the four students is personal. They do think that somebody knew one of the kids because it's how they got into the house.
They also said the door was open. We don't know. It's just insane. Anyway, so that's an update.
And then I got another weird update. What is it with TikTok and people doing the thing? We talked about what's the deal with these little phones? Mm-hmm. If the phones are small, what if I love it?
Make the whole plane out of the black box.
Because I can find the phone. But on TikTok, we talked about this a little bit when we used to do our stream, which is, I am not going to say that it's coming back.
We've already announced that.
But it's coming back. It's coming back in February. We're going to do an announcement. We're going to do an announcement for you. You're going to say. It's like Travis's old mandates, like TikTok, there's that thing where people experience some kind of bad emotion. And then for some reason, their first instinct is to open up their phone camera and shoot their face. Right. And you see them crying with like
trauma dump. Yeah, a lot of trauma dump.
That thing. But. So we covered a couple of weeks ago the story of a man named Andrew Dawson that filmed footage of a giant on a mountain, right? And then mysteriously, this man died.
Yeah, the man who filmed it died, but it's just a tall man.
It's on a mountain. It would be very tall. It's about scale, Kissel.
Yeah,
I think this is because, I think this really is a science thing because your head, I think, might be too big for your eyes.
It's not. My eyes fit just fine.
I feel like I look smaller to you. Because
it's also the camera position, which I don't like, actually. Because I'm closer to the camera, so I look a lot Oh, fatter, yeah. But also, I look a lot larger. If I was sitting where you were sitting, you were sitting
so
where I'm.
So you're blaming, you think that
illusion.
You look too big on camera because it's an optical
it's
illusion.
It's an optical illusion.
Well, it's also just because it's a bit, it's on, you're sitting down, which does make you bigger, right? And then it's to the side. And yeah. So it really shows up.
It really does. It shows up.
And it's not great. Because I help set up these cameras. And
no,
not,
you would never
not.
Do something like that.
No, no, never. No, no. Fernando would never think that like no. that, that would be a funny
he's
thing.
He's hurt his feelings. I don't care.
But you ever thought that maybe you're hurting your own feelings?
No. No, I haven't. So anyway, any other thing
wait,
on
no.
your update
so
there? Because I have one more update.
Wait, no. So Andrew Dawson's wife has come out. And she did a first update ever since he's dead because he's mysteriously
the guy who
died.
Filmed the giant.
Yes, the guy who filmed the giant. So she did this little video. But again, it's the same thing. There's some people that are calling. We're going to show this. You'll see this.
That's his wife?
When we do it on Patreon. His wife.
She's a little cute.
She's cute. Yeah, she's cute. But here's the go. Like, so this is her reaction to his death that she just posted to TikTok.
Oh, God.
This is how she's mourning?
We'll have to put fake music over it. It's real genuine. Look at that. Her husband died.
She doesn't seem to give a shit. She went to TikTok right away.
Hey. Is the thing. People grieve anymore? Differently. People
it,
grieve
no,
differently.
They don't. She's not even grieving. She doesn't care. She didn't like
it's,
him.
It, problem
she probably
it,
killed his ass.
Is that it does point to the fact that it might not be real, but only because of her reaction, but still the same. Or she hated him.
She may have hated him.
She might have hated him, but also, again, it's really strange to see someone just do, because Natalie and I talk about this all the time. No one frowns. You notice that? Like, they always talk about smiling. Like, I smile. Right? You see the smile? But
yeah,
no one
weird.
Frowns. Look at her frown. That's not anything.
No.
Who does that? Who goes,
Well, you have to be actually upset.
But no, I have never, even when I've been brutally upset, I've never
some
frowned.
Some people have frowny face.
Yeah, different. Resting frown face is different.
Sure.
But it's like, if you look at me, right? Can you imagine how weird it would be? If, like, again, this is just a visual joke. But if you look at me and go,
yeah,
like no
sad
one does
clown.
That.
No one does.
No one
that.
Does that face.
All right. Well, speaking of hate, just lastly here on our final update to start the show, a woman claimed that her father was a serial killer. All right. Now we didn't really cover this because we're like, we'll wait until we see some bodies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she told authorities, and they went to excavate a bunch of sites, and then she said, and they didn't find anything, and then she said, "Oh, you're in the wrong spot."
She wasted a lot of taxpayer money.
Yeah. So I actually think she's going to end up getting in trouble.
She might.
Because
she might.
I think she's wasting a lot of time and
I
money.
I think she did not
like
her father.
Yeah. So this is in Fremont County in Iowa. There's significant assets to excavate, collect, and examine soil samples from a site identified by a reporting party. And he died in 2013 at the age of 75. And then now she was just like, he's a serial killer. And he kind of looked like one.
He looked like one, yeah. And he might have been one. But I don't know. But there's no proof yet.
What, so
that's
know.
Why we haven't covered the story, because there's been no proof. And then she just wants more and more of the property to be dug up. I think she's trying to get into gardening.
Maybe.
And then she's
and
hoping that the cops, the cops will come and dig up all the trenches, and then she can finally put all
but
of her
this
stuff
is,
in.
This is Lucy Studi. That's her name. She's 53. Yeah, she says that they kill between 50 and 70 sex workers, which, first of all, they live in Iowa, and there's not that many. But second of all, this is where true crime is. This is what happens. This is why it needs to maintain niche.
Yes.
As soon as it goes out to Lucy Studi, well, then she said, "I'm going to be paying this dude."
It's hard. And, with the, she wanted it. She's looking for attention in a way. But again, who knows? We could do this whole episode, and then what has happened before? Tomorrow, they find 50 bodies in the backyard.
They
so
won't.
We don't know.
They
I mean,
won't.
I don't
because
think that they
would make them one of that would make her and her father some of the most prolific serial killers in world history.
I am just saying we have had this happen before. So that's why we don't cover it necessarily until we know that there's proof. But right now it's looking like she just wants a lot of attention.
Yeah. So anyway. All right, everyone. Well, welcome to Side Stories.
Man, what
Ben hanging out with Henry.
What a fantastic episode this is going to be.
Absolutely.
Because
you're
going
to love this episode.
You're going to love this episode because the one thing, I want you to remind you, the Earth is not getting hotter. All right. This is where you're wrong. The Earth's not getting hotter. It's getting less magnetic. And this is the problem, is that it's a magnet problem, baby. All right, and we need to think about this. Fernando's saying it's both. Is this going to get us flagged on Spotify? I hope it does, because I want the world to see magnets are the issue. How do they even work? Remember them? Remember that from ICP?
All right, everyone, welcome to the show.
What an incredible show it's going to be. And we'll do this at the top. Normally, we don't do plugs at the top, but we make sure you go check out the Show me the butthole cut.
Yes, tour. Of course. We're so proud of the gang out there. MJ, Jackie, Holden, Jake. They're all doing such a fantastic job. I saw some of the footage. And
it's very funny. It's a
man,
super,
Holden,
super
just
funny
so
show.
Bad wants to be a furry.
That's the next. Oh, I think I could see him definitely living in a fox costume for a long time.
We have to accept it. You know?
I know. I'm fine
with it.
To be honest, I actually kind of want to help him pay for a higher quality.
Yeah.
Because then he can sweat in it. But if you are checking out tonight, it's December 14th, Minneapolis at the Cedar Cultural Center. Nice. And then we got a show Thursday, December 15th at the Back Room in Milwaukee.
That is funny.
And Friday, December 16th in Chicago at Talia Hall, which is one of our favorite venues in the entire country.
Absolutely. Hopefully they don't make the same mistake as we did and eat a bunch of deep dish before the
show. You remember that? It was a good show, but it was that upside down, it looked like a booby.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.